What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight we have a WWE SmackDown review. So this here is building towards Survivor Series. This is one of my favorite pay-per-views, my favorite time of the year, just because it's my birthday season. Survivor Series is going to be next Sunday on my birthday, November 22nd. Can't wait to check it out. But let's talk about this SmackDown. We had some pretty good matches going on. We had Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre doing their face-off. We had Sami Zayn versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental Championship. We also had Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins for their final match of their feud, Hope to God. Can't wait to dive right into this episode. Let's see what it's talking about. So we kick off the show with the Tribal Chief, Mr. Head of the Table, the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. He kicked off the show. This is just 9 days before his championship match against Randy Orton at Survivor Series. Reigns is out there doing his normal promo. I like what Roman Reigns is doing. I love him as a heel. We've been waiting for this as wrestling fans for, what, 5-6 years now? So seeing Roman Reigns being the arrogant, you know, he's just an arrogant guy, just what we always thought that he was. We know he wasn't the suffering succotash talker that they tried to make him out to be, like he was the good guy like that. No, we know this is more close to the real Roman Reigns. So I like what they're doing with Roman Reigns. All this talk brings out Drew McIntyre, who's going to challenge the Viper for the WWE Championship on Raw. Oh, Drew McIntyre, him and Roman Reigns, this is money. If this isn't the main event for WrestleMania, I'm going to be upset. These two have proven their star power. Reigns is obviously the top guy in pro wrestling. There's nobody hotter. There's nobody bigger than him. He's had one of the best angles over the past couple of months. So I love what they're doing with Roman Reigns. Drew McIntyre, for him to be the COVID champion, he was an awesome COVID champion. I really believe his run would have been much better had there had been fans there. He would have got to have the fan support and the crowd behind him during his matches. But Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, I really want to see that match happen. We might could get it if we could get Drew McIntyre to beat Randy Orton on Monday Night Raw. I hope they don't rush it. The only other thing I want to see more than this match would be if you have The Rock come back and him do a program with Roman Reigns. That's the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head that can beat the star power of a Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns WrestleMania. Looking forward to it. All this trash talking brings out Jey Uso, and Jey Uso gets in Drew McIntyre's face and basically says, if you stand in the way of my family, we're going to take you down. He took down Daniel Bryan. He took down Kevin Owens. Now he's going to take down Drew McIntyre. He makes the challenge to Drew McIntyre and gets in his face. I really don't like Uso being the second to Roman Reigns. I'm not really a big fan of that. He was just all in his face. You know, I get it. He has to obey and submit now. And, you know, he is stepping in for his family. I just didn't like how he looked like a kid just trying to step in and just prove what he could do when you got these two giants, these two larger than life characters with Roman and Drew McIntyre, them two in the ring together. Jey Uso was kind of like an afterthought. You know what's going to be the outcome here, but we'll see. First up, we get an Intercontinental Championship match between Apollo Crews and Sami Zayn. Whew, so these two are two of my favorite athletes in WWE. I like what Sami Zayn does. I like when he was El Generico in Ring of Honor and wherever else over the world he's been. He's been awesome. Apollo Crews, I kind of wish he would have stayed on Raw. I liked him with Ricochet and hanging out with him and them. Maybe they could have went after the tag team titles or fought against Retribution. That would have been a good feud for him, but he's just kind of being bounced around. He was just in the feud with Bobby Lashley for the U.S. title, and they just kind of moved him away from that. I kind of get it. I mean, I guess that was kind of getting old, and he did kind of need something new, but I thought it was maybe too soon to pull him away from Raw right then. Sami Zayn, been a bright spot. So glad to have him back. While he was away from wrestling, I missed his antics. I missed his gimmicks. I just like Sami Zayn. I like what he does in the ring. I like his athletic ability. He doesn't go too far over the top. I like Lumberjack Sammy too. He's got the super beard now. Intercontinental Championship has always been one of my favorite titles of all time. These two had a really, really good contest. I like what these two do in the ring. Cruz started off early. He was getting his overpowering because we know Apollo Cruz is obviously way stronger than Sami Zayn. He's, you know, beating the hell out of him. But Sami Zayn goes to the floor. Sami Zayn starts taking over. Sami Zayn does his heel stuff, gets his action in. So I like what they did here. They let Sami Zayn pick up the win in a count out victory. So he didn't actually pin Apollo Crews' shoulders to the mat. That was a good way to keep Apollo Crews from losing and looking weak and still keeping Sami Zayn with the belt and still making him look strong because he gets the heel win. He's a chicken shit heel. I'm actually really looking forward, I'm really looking forward to the match that they're gonna have on at Survivor Series between Sami Zayn and Bobby Lashley. Now, if Apollo Crews was a warm-up, he don't want no smoke with Bobby Lashley in the Hurt Biz. I mean, Bobby Lashley, if they were doing a title for title match, he could walk out of there double champion, IC and US title, US champion, I believe. But Sami Zayn, you know, he's been one of the bright spots here on SmackDown for the past few weeks. So I like what they did here. I'm gonna give this match 2 stars. Next up, we get Sasha Banks in the ring. She's giving us an in-ring interview, basically addressing her sneak attacker, Carmella, from last week. She made her return. Shout out to Carmella. I'm wondering where the hell she has been. I like Carmella in the ring. I think she can do some cool stuff in the ring. I like her moonwalk. I like her swagger. I love me some Carmella. Also love me some Sasha Banks, too. I love me some Bayley. You guys know Asuka's my favorite, though. Shout out to Asuka, even though she's been getting poorly used here over the past couple months. But Sasha Banks, she's in the ring basically addressing Bayley and addressing Carmella. Out of nowhere, Carmella attacks Sasha Banks again. Shout out to Carmella. She is making it known she is going to be a player in this women's division. I'm sure she's tired of hearing about Sasha Banks, Bayley, Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley. I'm sure she's tired of hearing about all of these names. Like, she's not the truth. Like, she's not up there in their league. To me, she's not. But, you know, I get what she's trying to do. She's trying to put her foot down and let her statement be known that she is coming for that SmackDown Women's Championship. I like the scene here between Carmella and I like Sasha Banks. I think these two are going to have a good match. I feel like it's going to be under. I feel like they're going to overachieve. I feel like this match doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the star power of a Bayley and Sasha. But I think Carmella is going to surprise a lot of people. I think she's been gone. She's been training. She looks like she's in great shape, as always. But I do feel like they're going to have a really good match. Shout out to these two. I like the segment. I see a lot of people really didn't like it too much online, but I dug it. I like Carmella and I like Sasha Banks. So next up, we get Otis versus Dolph Ziggler again for the umpteenth time. That's the one thing I don't like about WWE. I feel like they have been just moving feuds from SmackDown to Raw back to SmackDown. The feuds have been lasting entirely too long. They don't put enough emphasis on the good feuds. They overextend the bad feuds too long. There's a lot of things that need to be done with the WWE booking. I really haven't liked the way they used Otis. I feel like they had bigger plans for him when the crowd was there. Otis, I feel like, got a real good crowd reaction. That's why he won the Money in the Bank. And I feel like back in when Money in the Bank was going on, they didn't know that COVID was going to be last this long to where we were going to not be able to have fans back, you know, still haven't been able to have fans back with WWE. So I feel like that's why they gave him that, because they had plans for him prior to COVID. Anyway, I'm tired of this feud. I'm sick of it. I get it. These two guys, they just really don't have nothing going on. I would have liked to see more Otis and Tucker, since Tucker kind of betrayed him. But what the hell? I'm sick of this feud. Anyway, Otis gets the win over Dolph Ziggler in a who gives a hell what kind of match. Match did nothing for anybody. It didn't make Otis get any better. It did nothing for Dolph Ziggler. I just don't get it. I didn't like it. I'm going to give this match 1 star. Next up, we had the final chapter of Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins. Now, WWE, I just told you guys how they like to keep these feuds going on and on, the feuds that aren't worth anything. This feud between Rollins and Mysterio has been going on since before SummerSlam. It hasn't picked up steam. They've added Rey Mysterio's son, Dominic. They've added Buddy. They've added Rey Mysterio's Junior's, Rey Mysterio's daughter. Like, I'm sick of this entire feud. They need to cut it, end it. I'm also sick of the Monday Night Messiah. I'm sick of that whole gimmick. Just because Seth Rollins looked like the hippie Jesus that they have in all the Jesus pictures doesn't mean I want to hear him calling himself the Monday Night Messiah. I'm over the gimmick. Or is he the Friday Night Messiah now? My apologies, because I know he's on SmackDown now. I just don't care. There's nothing about this feud that I care about. After the Dominic stuff with the kendo sticks, where they were beating the hell out of him and they had their match at SummerSlam, that was it. I was over it. Then they kept going on and on with this love thing with Buddy and Aaliyah, Rey Mysterio's daughter. And then you've got Dominic trying to defend her love and Murphy trying to get away from Rollins, and Rollins still wants Murphy to be with him. It's just this big cluster mess that I'm just not feeling. With all that said, though, these two are two of the best wrestlers in the world. I love what Rey Mysterio has done over the years. I love what Seth Rollins has been able to do. He has been easily top five over the past, you know, 8 years. He's been in the top five as far as in-ring performer. You guys may not like his character, but as far as an in-ring performer, an in-ring performance, Seth Rollins is second to almost none. Had all kinds of fun stuff in it. I love the outside of the ring action, the high flying action. These two is believable that they're gonna do some dives and over the top stuff, because that's what Rey Mysterio has been doing. I know a lot of people are sick of seeing this choreographed wrestling where, you know, everybody stands outside for dives and stuff like that. But Rey Mysterio, that's his gimmick. That I can see him doing that. He's a little guy that's always had to take those chances with his body to hurt his opponent. So I get that. Seth Rollins, kind of in the same boat, even though he's more of an artist in the ring. I would say Rey Mysterio used to be, but he's older now. He can't do a lot of the flippity-do stuff that he used to do. But these two still put on a great match for what they had. Rey Mysterio, he gets his spots in. Rollins would take over. Rollins gets frustrated when Mysterio starts making his comeback. He does some heelish stuff. They go outside of the ring. It was high flying action, dives, bumps, you know, doing stuff behind the referee's back. I loved it all. I liked this match quite a bit. So I like what they did here, especially Rey Mysterio. I like the homage that he paid to his friend, his fallen friend, Eddie Guerrero. RIP Eddie Guerrero. This is the 15th anniversary of his death. I can't believe it's been that long. I can't believe it's been 15 years since Eddie Guerrero's gone. He did the homage to him doing the frog splash. Rey Mysterio gets the win here. I actually thought they were going to go the other way and give it to Seth Rollins. Rey Mysterio gets the win here. I like this match a lot. I'm going to give this match 3 stars. After the match, you had the whole Rey Mysterio family embrace in the center of the ring. Rey prevented Aaliyah from joining Murphy and then confronted him. So that's still going on. I wish they would end that. My gosh, please end that. Get the Mysterio kids out of there. Dominic is cool. Just get the daughter and Murphy out of there. I mean, it's weird anyway, because Murphy is 31 and Rey Mysterio's daughter is only 19. So that's some weird stuff there even to begin with. So I'm not really feeling this whole feud at all. So next up, we had an originally scheduled triple threat match, but it ended up being a fatal four-way between Liv Morgan, Tamina, Natalya, and Chelsea Green. So this was a decent match here. I was actually thinking that this was just going to be a typical ladies garbage, messy, sloppy. I mean, from the stuff that we've been seeing on Raw, I have not been feeling the women's division on SmackDown or Raw, especially Raw, especially because please somebody come to Raw to save my girl Asuka. She is working with a whole bunch of jobbers. I just don't like it at all. Anyway, back to this match. This match was, it was much more competent than the matches that I see on Raw. I like what these women do. Natalya, she is easily one of the best women in wrestling today. She's a good trainer. She's a good heel. She's a good face. Anything you need Natalya to do, just plug and play, and she fits right in. So I love what she does. She's a heart, so you know she's coming from up there in the dungeon with Stu and Brett and Owen, RIP Owen, and all the Hart family. You know, her dad's Jim Neidhart, British Bulldogs, her uncle. So it's just, you know, the wrestling is in her blood. That's why she is so good at what she does. I like this match. It was decent, actually. Tamina, she's one of those female wrestlers that she could be a powerhouse. And I almost would like to see her go to AEW because they need some more seasoned, dominant women. And she would be a good fit in AEW. Tamina would, especially because it seems like WWE isn't showing her any love. The match was decent. Liv Morgan gets the win here. Shout out to Liv Morgan. I like her. Really cute girl. Love what she does in the ring. Kinda. She's decent in the ring, but she's been getting better over the past few months here. She gets the win here. I'm gonna give this match 1.5 stars. Liv Morgan gonna be on the Survivor Series squad with the rest of the girls, so this is what this match was for. Big kudos to her. I mean, this is her chance to show that she can do something. She's been misused, miscast. I think maybe they were trying to give her too much too soon. She's a really nice looking young lady, so I see why they were trying to push her on TV. But now that she's starting to put the wrestling with the character and the gimmick, I think she has, you know, a successful run in her future. Final match of the night, we had an unsanctioned match between Drew McIntyre and Jey Uso. I like this match a lot. Shout out to Jey Uso. I didn't like him in the promo segment as much earlier, but what he's been doing over the past few months, you can't deny he is one of the hottest commodities WWE has. I'm sure that they did not expect this from him just because they're used to doing the twin thing with the tag team, like the Bellas, and you know, that's their gimmick. But to see him be able to, you know, kind of be the Nikki Bella of the team, so to say, and kind of be able to take his career to another level without, you know, just being labeled as a tag team wrestler has been awesome. I like what he does in the ring. Drew McIntyre, I raved about him earlier, how good of a run he had, you know, in the COVID era. We have to put the asterisk on that because he didn't have the fans behind him the way that he should have. I think if he would have, it would have been a much more successful run. I'm really impressed with what Jey Uso has been doing. This match was really fun. High flying action, hard hitting action. Uso looked like he is going to be a star in the making. He looked like he was ready to still be in that title picture, to be able to compete with Roman and to compete with Randy Orton or Drew McIntyre for that world title. I feel like Jey Uso should go ahead and get a shot at that Intercontinental Championship after Survivor Series, since he's on the Survivor Series team. I would love to see Jey Uso get a chance to go up against Sami Zayn for that IC title. That would be a good match. Those two, I'm sure, would have great chemistry. They can both do a lot of stuff in the ring, but awesome, awesome match here. Drew McIntyre looking like the star that he is. Hard-hitting action. He looked like he was going to take the loss for a long time here. Claymore kick looked like he was going to knock Uso out with that. Uso bails out of the ring. Jey Uso just, his ring presence is just growing so much since he's been a singles competitor, and he's not out here, you know, depending on his brother and depending on the tag team. Like I said, we know what was going to happen here. McIntyre gets the win over Uso. I'm going to give this match 3 stars. Great match here. Good way to end the show. I like what they did. And Roman Reigns comes down. You know that's going to happen. He did a kind of distraction on Drew McIntyre. He did a little distraction and tried to throw him off. It didn't work. I can't wait to see these two big dudes get in the ring. Like I said, they have built these two both up on their respective brands. Roman Reigns, when he made his comeback, he has been the hottest thing in wrestling since he has made his return. Drew McIntyre was the long champion of 2020 who held it down for Raw the entire year. He beat opponent after opponent after opponent, beat Randy Orton several times. He did get caught, you know, the Viper caught him slipping on the last go round, but really looking forward to seeing what happens on Raw. Is Drew McIntyre going to beat Randy Orton and we get to see Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns at the Survivor Series? That would be a good match, but I think it would be too soon. You don't want to give the fans too much too soon. What I think should happen is I think Randy Orton should retain his title on Raw as a, let's say, a not even disqualification, be an interference from Roman Reigns. Let's see Roman make an appearance on Raw just to throw off Drew McIntyre. Then at the pay-per-view, that leaves you with a whole bunch of options. You can have Randy, you can have Drew McIntyre interfere with the match since he's already going to be at Survivor Series. You can have him interfere with the match against Roman Reigns and get Roman disqualified, or you know, since he's got beef with both of those guys. He's got beef with Randy Orton. He's got beef with Roman Reigns now. So I would like to see them throw some sort of loophole in there like that. You know, that would be entertaining to me. I don't want to just see them, these two. I don't want to see McIntyre just beat Orton clean on Raw, and then these two have their match at Survivor Series. Just like the build and everything would just be wasted for this match. So that's how I feel about it. Overall, this episode of SmackDown, I'm gonna give it 2.5 stars. I like the matches here. I like the Rey Mysterio match and Seth Rollins match a lot, even though they're still gonna continue that storyline with the kids. I don't want that anymore. I like what Sami Zayn and Apollo Crews did. I like what Roman and Drew McIntyre, that face off. Jey Uso versus Drew McIntyre was a good match. Everything about this show was entertaining to me. I mean, not everything. Let me not say that. Not everything about the show was entertaining, but for SmackDown, for what pro wrestling has been during this COVID era, this show was entertaining to me. So that's how I feel about it. Make sure you guys leave your comments in the comments section below. Make sure you like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation everywhere you get your favorite podcast. Also subscribe on YouTube and make sure you give donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace. What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. Wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.